Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you today. God bless you. God bless each and every one.
The recording has started.
God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. We thank you for joining us tonight for the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to invite you to come on in. We want to invite you and welcome you in on tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we truly rejoice, and we're glad in it on tonight. We thank God for you for joining us on this night. Amen. We thank God that you have come, that you've come to worship with us. We pray that you brought your praise, you brought your expectancy, but we already know the Lord has great things in store for us on tonight. You got to have a no-so in your soul. And we just thank the Lord tonight, amen, because we truly have that no-so, amen, Jesus, glory to God, as we're coming from all of the world, coming from, amen, now 59 nations, 59 plus nations, and we bless the Lord for it on tonight. We thank God for our listeners in the Isles of the Sea. We thank God for our listeners in the North, the South, the East, and the West. From all the four corners of the earth, we thank God for you. As you're coming in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come on in. Tell them that there is a word from the Lord. Tell them that they will certainly be blessed. Invite them to come in and listen. We're going to give you the number. We're going to give you the number. We recognize these days, every number is on speed now, so let me give you the number in case you don't have the number right there before you. We want you to jump on some of those text messages, on those group texts, on some of those texts where you have several people. Just invite everybody at one time, and the number you want to give them is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Invite them to come. Tell them again that there is a blessing from the Lord for them. Truly, the Lord has been blessing us here on the Prayer News Network Global. He has truly, truly been blessing us. And for this, we're so grateful. We're grateful for the divine connections where what the Lord is connecting us all over the world. We bless the Lord for that. Truly, it is the Lord's doing, as we always say, and we know that it is, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we just want to invite you again to go ahead and invite someone, invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. We have an awesome speaker on tonight, and we know that the Lord should do great and mighty things on tonight. And again, we pray that you have come with expectancy, expecting a word from the Lord, expecting a touch from the Lord, expecting, we pray that you came, that you've come, expecting, glory to God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his name. People of God, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy afterwards. We will give you a couple of numbers after the broadcast whereby you can certainly text and request the copy, and we will certainly send you a copy. Not only tonight, But any night that you can recall or think of, just let us know, and we'll certainly get the recording out to you as quickly as possible. We bless the Lord tonight as you're coming in. We want you to go ahead and, as always, get your pen and your paper. Go ahead and get your notepad or get your phone, however you are taking your notes. Go ahead and get yourself situated on tonight. Again, once you get situated, invite someone to come. While you're doing that, we just want to give honor to our leaders on tonight. We thank God for all of our leaders. We're thanking the Lord for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking him at this time for he has laid this charge to our hands. We are grateful he could have laid it to anyone's hands, but he chose us. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. We bless him on tonight. I want to bless the Lord tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him and Lady Huggins James on tonight. We thank God for them. They're out of Trinidad. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina and Lady Tina. They're out of Gainesville, Florida. Thanking them for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Shepherd Mother Taylor, out of Albany, Georgia. And we certainly, certainly want to thank the Lord for our founding father of the S.D. James Evangelist Association and its evangelistic Pentecostal churches worldwide. And that is none other than the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We thank God for him. Thank God for his labor in the gospel. Thank him for he was truly a trailblazer. And we bless the Lord for him, thanking him tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, praying for her and the first family as well. We just bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all of our leaders, all of the leaders that come to the line, all of the leaders that keep us lifted before the Lord in prayer. We just want to let you know we thank God for your prayers. We thank the Lord. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, people of God, again, this is the Lord's doing. So many, wasn't our vision. It wasn't our desire. Glory to God, but the Lord dropped it, and listen, people of God, he has been running with it ever since. And as we always say, we have determined within ourselves, wherever the Lord leads us, there we shall follow. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. We glorify him. We magnify him for our PNN advisors. We're thanking him for those, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has sent to help us to keep this PNN going. We're thanking him tonight. Glory to God for all of our prayer warriors. We're thanking him tonight for our scripture reader and just each and every one of you, each and every one of you that come to the line to support, that come to the line to be strengthened, that come to the line that even as you're strengthened, pray for us. Amen. So we thank him. We glorify him for each of you. We just want you to know each of you are so very important for us. And because you're here, we're here. So we just bless the Lord. We thank the Lord again for each of you. I want to ask you again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Invite them to come. Let them know that there is a word from the Lord. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We're here now for going on 3 years. And we just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord because we've seen many things. We've been through many things. But listen, people of God, the Lord has truly shown himself to be with us every step of the way. So we glorify him. We magnify him. We thank him for you, each and every one of you. We thank the Lord for you. We cannot stress it enough. We cannot say it enough. We appreciate you more than you ever know. And tonight, people of God, again, we are broadcasting live. We're broadcasting live tonight. This is not a pre-recording. We're actually live on tonight. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Glory to God for our speaker on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him for all of our speakers. He has truly sent anointed speakers to this work. of very anointed speakers that come to break the bread of life, that come to bring the word, the unadulterated word. So we bless him, and we thank him on tonight. Again, we glorify him. Again, I want to ask you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil ready. Pairing that, we want to ask you to bring your hearts and minds in on tonight. Bring your hearts and minds in, glory to God, on tonight. We're going to sanctify the line on tonight, glory to God. Then we're going to ask Evangelist Gail if she would give us our scripture reading on tonight. So we're going to sanctify the line, and then Evangelist Gail, if you'll be prepared with our scripture for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little song of worship on tonight. Glory to God. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. My humble cry, while on earth thou art calling, O Lord, do not pass me by. Hallelujah. And I'm begging you, Savior, oh, Savior, hear my while on earth thou art calling, O Lord, do not pass me by. Hallelujah. I'm begging you, Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, O Lord, do not pass, O Lord, do not pass, O Jesus, do not pass me by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, yes. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Tell the Lord, yes, yes, tell the Lord, yes, yes, yes. Oh, tell him, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to tell the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Lord, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by. on tonight. Glory to God. I know you may be calling others, but do not pass me by. Glory to God. Do not pass me by. Hey, glory to God. But hear my humble cry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your voices. Come on and lift your voices unto the Lord on tonight. Come on, people of God, and lift your voices. Glory to God. Lift your spirit on tonight. Glory to God. Lift your spirit unto him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful unto him. And let us bless his precious name on tonight. Let us bless his name on tonight. Let us bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. Glory to God. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We thank you this night. Father, we come on tonight with humble hearts. Glory to God. We come tonight. Glory to God, unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One by one. We're coming on tonight. Glory to God. One mind, one heart tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming on tonight with a praise in our hearts, a praise on our lips on tonight. We come on tonight to bless your name. We come to bless you. We come tonight to give you the honor that's due unto you. For you deserve the honor. You deserve all of the glory. Father, you deserve all of the praise on tonight. And Father, we yield ourselves unto thee. We yield glory to God. We're coming, hallelujah, yield it unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to bow down thine ear unto us. We pray on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking that you would have your way. Have your way tonight, Father. Have your way tonight in this service. Have your way tonight in this box as we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we say, how? Hey, God, how ya? Father, have your way. Do what you will. Glory to God in the midst of us. Do what you will, Father. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to look upon each and every heart. We're asking you to look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Night, glory to God. We're asking you this night, oh God, to look upon the heart. Look upon the hearts of your people. Look upon each and every heart in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know us distinctly. You know us, glory to God. For you have wonderfully and simply made each and every one of us on tonight. Father, you know the very hairs upon our heads. And we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to look upon us, oh God. We asking you tonight to look, oh God, upon us not in wrath, but we're asking you tonight, oh God, to have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you, oh God, we're asking you to forgive now. We're asking you to forgive us of every sin, Father, anything and everything that we've done. We're asking you to forgive us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, anything that we've said wrong, anything that we've thought wrong on tonight, Father, we're asking you to forgive us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you try the reins of the heart, and we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to create in us a clean heart. We're asking you to renew a right spirit within us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, when we come on this line, Father, many needs, oh God, some come for healing, some come for restoration, some come for salvation. Some come needing to be saved on tonight. Some come, glory be to God, having great needs. Some come on tonight needing visions restored. Some come on tonight, come for direction. Some come on tonight, glory be to your name. Some come on tonight, oh God, for a closer walk with thee in the precious name, Jesus. Some come on tonight, glory be to God, needing help, oh God, in the time of need. Some come on tonight, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, so much turmoil. Some come on tonight, Father, seeking your peace that surpasses all understanding. Some come on tonight, glory be to your name. Some come looking for shelter. Oh God, for you are Jehovah Nisi, and we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Some come on tonight just to walk in your righteousness, walk in your holiness, walk in your truth, in that precious name, oh God. Father, but for whatever the need tonight, Father, we can meet the need on tonight. Some come for others tonight, in that precious name. Oh, glory to God. Father, we ask you tonight. We ask you to move, Father. We ask you to move in the wind. We ask you to lift tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight to be our strong tower. We ask you tonight, Father, to bring up everything that's not like you tonight. Father, we ask you to do it tonight. We ask you to do it tonight. We ask you to do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. And this is the confidence that we have on tonight. Now, if we should ask anything in your name, oh, glory be to God. Father, you'll do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty in the courtroom tonight. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Mighty to overturn. Mighty to turn around. Mighty to resurrect in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you, you're the Most High, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight for lifting. We're thanking you tonight for binding the hand of the enemy. In the name of our faith, God, we thank you tonight. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We're breaking the veil of wickedness in the name of Jesus. In the higher. Yeah, God, yeah, Mosiah, young Mosiah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for setting captives free. We thank you for setting every captive free on tonight. Glory to God of every situation, every circumstance. Oh, God, when you're out, outside, oh, God, you're all that we need. You're everything that we need. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for touching minds. Thank you for touching hearts on tonight. Thank you for reviving spirits. Thank you for stepping in the midst of situations and circumstances. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Yeah, God, but what concerns us concerns you. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hey, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Father, we say, have your way now. Father, have your way. Hey, God, have your way. God, have your way, oh God. Oh God, we come against the will of the enemy, the plan of the enemy of our lives. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you. We say tonight, the blood of Jesus is against you tonight. The Lord God rebuke you. In the precious name of Jesus, we come tonight declaring and decreeing, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your might. On this night we pray. Father, now we're asking that you will look upon your speaker tonight. Look upon your speaker, oh God, that you've chosen. You ordained for this hour. Bless tonight. Strengthen tonight. Anoint tonight. Hey, God, in that precious name, Father, do what you will. Do what you will. Do what you will in your speaker tonight. Strengthen. Hey, God, for the anointing. Strengthen for the word that shall come forth. Oh, God, out of our belly. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. Oh, God, thank you for the stirring. Thank you for the turning on tonight. We glorify you, oh, Mosiah. We glorify your matchless name. We glorify your matchless name, Father, for what you've already done has already been established. We thank you for your word. Father, that you're sending forth on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Let it have free course. Let your word have free course into the hearts and the spirit of your people. Let your word have free course on tonight. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for what you've already done. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you in advance, Father, because we know that it's already done. And as sons of God on tonight, we stand and we decree on tonight that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare, we decree it on tonight. We declare and we decree it on tonight. No weapon formed against your Oshama. Oh God, against your people shall prosper. This we believe. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us, Master, each and every one of us, each and every listener, each and every one that's attached to us. Cover. Glory to God. Cover, cover, cover. Cover, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Cover your people tonight. And we're thanking you for your great grace towards us, your people. Hide us behind the precious cross. Oh, God, and for this we give you thanks. God, and we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it. We forbid it as sons of God. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God, for what you're about to do. Father, we say again, have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. And this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Gail.
Those have your Bibles turned to Hebrews, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. For in the word steadfast, and every transgression and every disobedience receives as a just recompense of reward. However, shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which is the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? For God also hearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers mercies, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels have he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies him. Hello? What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou would visit him? Though thou madest him a little bit lower than the angels, thou crowned him with the glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hand. I have read in your hearing Hebrews the second chapter, verses 1-7. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. People of God, we are, again, excited for what the Lord is about to do on tonight. We pray that you have people, called a couple of people, invited them to come and be a part of what the Lord is about to do on tonight. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts again. Get your pencil, your paper, your pen. whatever you need to take notes on tonight, we want you to get that, because we know that, again, there is a word from the Lord. We're so excited tonight. We're actually going to Alabama. We're traveling over to Alabama on tonight. There's a woman of God there who has always loved the Lord, always before the Lord, for the people of God, has a heart for souls, desire for people to be saved, witnessing, getting people, declaring the word, getting the people ready for the kingdom. And tonight, people of God, by way of Brundage, Alabama, coming from Jerusalem, Temple of the Bride, we're so grateful tonight to present to some, introduce to others, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God. Press star 6 and come over to the platform for us.
Amen, amen, amen. Tonight, God is truly faithful. Blessings to be back among you again tonight after a long time. Bless his name. And I do give respect to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, the Holy Ghost, who is my restrainer tonight, Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. He's my everything tonight. I give my respect. I do want to honor and respect Apostle and Prophet S.D. James, our celestial intercessor tonight, our Apostle Huggins tonight, our Bishop Tanner tonight, their families, all the bishops, and everyone that is a part of this ministry, Evangelist Minister Bradley, that God has given this vision to for his people in this hour, and all our advisors and everyone that has taken the time to be connected to this call tonight. Bless his name. For there is a word from the Lord. Bless his name. And I was listening to the man of God last night. Bless his name as he brought forth the word of God and what God has been doing on the line and had done last night. It was a blessing to listen. It was a blessing to hear people repenting and coming to know the Lord and renewing their vows. But tonight, even as I was asked to be a part of this platform tonight, this is a word that God had given me, not just now, but it could have been more than a year, maybe 2 years ago, because God usually speaks and I usually write and keep it for an appointed time. Hallelujah. Tonight, bless his name on tonight. And so, I don't know about you, but I'm excited tonight as to what God is doing and how he's moving to and fro in the earth and how he is gathering his elect from the four corners of the earth and how he's calling other people for his name that his glory may be revealed in the earth. And tonight, before I start, I just want to lift us up before the Lord, his word tonight. I want to give a word of prayer. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We glorify you tonight. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We lift you up tonight, God, for there is no God. There is none beside you. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, there is none to be compared to you. We thank you for your presence on tonight. We thank you for that anointing that will break and destroy every yoke on tonight, that will lift heavy burdens on tonight, and that will set the captive free. God, we invite and invoke your presence right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God tonight. We thank you, God, that the angels of your presence are in the midst of us tonight with flaming swords of fire to fight, God, in the second heaven against every assignment, God, against every satanic, God, attack tonight over this line, and every interference by the enemy tonight. We render you powerless right now, God. Release, God, angels with flaming swords of fire, God. Appoint them to every home represented tonight on this line. Meet every need tonight, God. Answer prayers on tonight, God. Move among those who are sick tonight. Bring healing and deliverance from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet in the name of Jesus. Let your word cut, let your word heal, let it deliver, save, and set free on tonight. Because, oh, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, Jesus. When heaven and earth pass away, you said your word will last forever. In the name of Jesus, if ever a time, God, we need to hear the word, it's now. If ever a time we need to obey you, it's now. If ever a time we need changes in our lives, it's now. And so we pray that you would take over tonight. Even God, my mouth, your word, my mouth, God, let rivers of living water begin to flow. In the name of Jesus, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, now touch, God. Move and breathe fresh oil of in the monks, in the midst of your people, in Jesus' name. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Tonight, this is a topic, and you're going to find tonight that you can hear a lot from the Word of God. Precisely, I deal with the Word of God a lot because God wants us to know what He is saying. Prophecies are good, we can, and I will be speaking, but the Word of God is what we need. And I realize in this hour, a lot of people really don't take the time out to study and read the way God desires us to do it. But my topic tonight is, it's time to get rid of distraction. It is time to get rid of distraction. It is time to be about the Father's business. God spoke this word into my hearing at the beginning of this pandemic when there was so much distractions going on in the church among his people. And tonight, if you have your Bibles, you can 41 to 50, and it reads, and his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. We're in the time of the feast. Glory be to God. This is September. This is the time when the feast is starting. They went up during the feast of Passover, which is in the month of March. But we're celebrating some tabernacle and all of that right now, beginning in this September. But we're looking at Jesus here tonight, that they went up during the feast of Passover in the month of March, April. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew it not. To me, it is impossible to have a young child and you don't know where your child is. Parents tonight, do you know where your young child is? Do you take track and keep an account of what your child is doing? Where your child is? What is happening and what is going on? Mary and Joseph was complacent and didn't check for where Jesus was. Glory be to God. And so God, they say tonight, they didn't know where Jesus was. I don't know how many parents get to the point where you just don't know where your child is. Are you checking tonight of what is going on in the life of your children? But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. Now, a whole day you have not seen your child, but you are suspecting that maybe one of the cousins have your child. Maybe somebody from the church have your child. That I believe the police would come looking for you and charge you with child negligence. But they thought they had so much confidence in the people around them that they thought Jesus was safe and he was in somebody's company, even maybe a family member. And men, in verse 45 says, and when they found him not, they returned back to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found them in the temple sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Now he was missing a whole day and plus another 3 days, so that's 4 days. Can you imagine know where that child is. Something must be wrong somewhere in this hour because children are going missing. Children are being killed. So much is going on. Time, you got to be so careful with the children. But Joseph and Mary had so much confidence in Jesus, I guess, and their family members that they lost track of where their child was. And all that heard him while he was in the temple, the Bible says on that day they were astonished at his understanding and the answers he gave. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? And it's a question she asked in a 12-year-old child. Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorry. So they were sad. They were sorry. I know as a mother, she must have been crying and weeping for her child. Bless his name, because now your child has been missing 4 days and you don't know where your child is. I would be crying, I know, that if my child was missing. Bless the name. But today, if your child is missing, then they're going to call the police and social services or whoever deals with children cases. Bless his name. But it's not so by them. And he said unto them, how is it that ye see not that I must be about my father's business? A 12-year-old child is telling his parents that I must be about my father's business. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And so, as a mother, mothers are so much different from fathers. She take note and she kept in mind, what is her child really telling me? What are you telling me that you have to be about your father's business at 12 years old? You, in this hour, what is your distraction, glory to God, tonight that is keeping you from doing the father's business? Are we busy with the Father's business, or are we doing our own business? Do our business come before the business of God tonight? Is our business so much more important than his will, to the point that it's keeping us so busy that we put that, oh my God, tonight, that we put that thing first? What are we putting before the business of God tonight? What are we putting before the will of God tonight? Glory be to God tonight. Time for us to step back and take a look. It is time for us to step back and see, what is our distraction? What is keeping us not getting into the word the way we should? What is keeping us not praying the way we should? Fasting the way we should? What is our distraction? Hallelujah, tonight, God is asking a question. My people on tonight, what is your major distraction? What is keeping you so busy? What is getting your attention more than I am getting your attention on tonight? This is the hour when major distractions are being sent at the body of Christ. We better believe tonight, people of God, that the enemy don't want you to progress when it comes to your spiritual life. The enemy don't want you to go into the next level of prayer. He don't want you to go into the next level in the word of God. He don't want you to go to the next level in your ministry. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. And so whatever he can do, he will send distraction by the way of the spirit to witches and warlocks, high priests and high priestess that have satanic altars and satanic mirrors that are monitoring you, that are assigned to churches and ministries and marriages to keep you distracted from moving to the next dimension in the things of the spirit. What is our distraction tonight? God wants to know from you tonight. Some of you have ministries. Some of you are supposed to be much further than where you are. But what is distracting you tonight? What is hindering koshando by shekendo roshata? What is the post shaman, the God, I hear you? What is He's concerned about souls being set free. He's concerned, yes, God. He's concerned about, my God, people coming off drugs and alcohol, coming out of prostitution, coming out of the gambling houses, coming out of the prison and the jail houses, coming out of concentration camps, coming out of rehabilitating centers. What is distracting us tonight? Are we just living to receive the blessings of the Lord? Are we just serving God for what he can do for us? And tonight God is asking, what are you doing for my kingdom? Devil, to do whatever it takes, people of God, tonight to keep you from being focused and too busy, that we don't spend the quality time with God in prayer. We don't spend the quality time with God in worship the way he desires us to be, in his word, seeking him, searching the scriptures to know him in an intimate way. Some of us are more intimate with men and women, with husbands and wives, glory be to God, than we spend intimacy with Jesus Christ. We spend a few minutes on our knees and get up. We don't even hear what God has to say. We don't even spend time. So many of us go and we begging God for things and pleading and believing God for things. But God wants intimacy. He wants an undercut of a Hosea, undivided attention. He wants you to be close to him. He said, draw nigh to me, glory to God, and I will draw nigh to me. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the things that you're working so hard to accomplish, the things that you're hurting your head about, the things that you go mashanda, that is causing you to neglect worship, neglect church service, neglect the things of God. Hallelujah, working to make ends meet. He said, you seek me first. Put me first. Hallelujah. He said, I will add it unto you. But what is your distraction tonight? What are you, are we intimate with God to the place where we're weeping in his presence, to the place, I'll call Shanda, yes, God, where the anointing is so much that you can't say nothing. Glory to God, but just bask in his presence. Just cry in his presence because you're so lost for word of how great he is, of how awesome. He wants us to praise him. He wants us, oh my God, on tonight. God is looking for available vessel. God is looking for, my God, people that is crazy about him. That is, oh my God, that will lose their minds for him and his kingdom and his will to be done. There is more that he desires and requires of us, people of God, than we believe or even think. He's expecting us to go the extra mile for him the way he would do for us. The things that he would do for us. When he went, Jesus Christ went the extra mile for us to be saved tonight. Those of you who are saved, he went the extra mile to bring us deliverance and set us free from sin, shame, sicknesses, diseases, death, and destruction. He paid a price so that you could be healed from sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attack, whatever it is. He paid a price tonight to deliver you from any kind of sickness and disease. He paid a price for you to be delivered from the hands of the devil. He paid a price for you to be delivered from the gates of the very foundation of hell. Bless his name on tonight. He died that we might live, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He became sin that we might, hallelujah, tonight become the righteousness self? Are we seeking self-praise and self-righteousness? What are we seeking tonight is the question. He is looking for those who have the same passion, a burning desire, and a desperation, a zeal for him. Do you hear what God is saying? He is looking for those who have passion, like he had a passion to die. He could have changed his mind. He could have called angels, but he had a passion because we were lost without sin. We were lost without hope, I'm sorry. We were locked into hell without him having the passion to die. He wants us to have a burning desire and a desperation, a zeal for him, his kingdom, and for his will to be done. Hallelujah. And tonight, Jesus had impetuous passion and zeal to please the Father and to do his will. He had a passion to die for us to have eternal life. The suffering, oh, Shamanda, yes, God. The suffering and the death, glory be to God. In the garden, while praying, his sweat was the size of a drop of blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. As he was in the garden praying, it was not easy. But guess what he did? He let nothing distract him from God, Jesus. Oh, God, fulfilling the will of the Father. He let nothing distract him from showing his love for us. What is taking the place of God? What is distracting us from the love of God? What is distracting us from the passion and the zeal that we should have for God on tonight? Luke chapter 22, verses 41 to 44. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if you'll be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Agony. He felt and he knew what he had to endure. But guess what? He stayed focused. As he knew that it was going to be painful, but he didn't get discouraged. And the Bible said, God sent angels. Don't you know tonight as you stay the course, God will send angels. Glory be to God. And I declare angels are on this line tonight to strengthen each and every one of you who are weak and distracted tonight. I declare that the angels of the Lord is here tonight to minister to your heart, your mind, your soul on tonight. He asked the Father to let this cup pass. Matthew chapter 26, 36 to 46. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, sit here while I go pray yonder. He had a prayer life. Even though he knew he was going to go to, he still prayed. He didn't let what he was about to, the agony and the suffering, distract him from praying. Are we being distracted because we're going through so much? Because we're stressed out? Because we have so much going on in our lives? Because people are coming up against us? And so we've been distracted from prayers. We got stress on the job, stress in the marriage, stress in the home. The church people setting us crazy. But kids, are we still staying in prayer? Are we still staying committed and faithful to God? Verse 37 says, he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. What Jesus was about to encounter had him, oh, glory to Jesus on tonight. He was very sorrowful and heavy. What has you sorrowful tonight? What has you heavy down? Well, how much burdens are you carrying tonight? Glory be to God. Is it distracting you from your prayer time? Is it distracting you from your relationship? Yes, Lord God, your relationship from God. Hallelujah on tonight. He was touched by the feelings of our infirmity. He was God, but he was God-man living in the flesh. So that means he felt something. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Verse 38 says, Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He said, I'm getting ready to die. I need you to watch with me. I need you to tarry with me in prayer. I need you to stay with me in prayer. I need you to watch my back while I'm praying. Glory to God tonight. I'll be tarrying in prayer. Glory to God tonight. Do you feel the spirit of death? Let me rebuke it tonight in the name of Jesus. We cancel death and the assignment tonight. In the name of Jesus, you go shunna. I declare that you shall live and not die, but you shall live and declare the works of Almighty God. I declare every distraction through the spirit of death is nullified tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The pain that has you can't pray the way you want to pray. Hallelujah, God, that joint pain. Hallelujah, wherever it is tonight that cause you not to worship the way you should worship on tonight, that you can't give God the glory the way Hashem Lord of Hosts, the way he deserves on tonight. God saying tonight, Jesus said, can you watch with me? I have something going on right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I need some help. I need somebody to be there with me. He was not distracted by them not praying with him, by them falling asleep while he is in agony and distress. And he went a little further, verse 39, and fell on his face. Listen to this tonight. And prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Can you hear what the word of God is saying? He fell on his face. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's the lowest he could have gone. The lowest you can go when you seek in the face of God is on your face. And I believe this is the time in the season where God is saying, get on your face. Close the door from distraction. But do not disturb on your door. Shut off your phone. Glory be to God and give me your undivided attention. And so Jesus fell on his face. Bless his name tonight. And the Bible said he prayed, saying, oh, Father, if it is possible. Glory to God. The Bible said all things are possible if we believe. And it says there's nothing impossible with God. But guess what God did? He did not let the cup pass from Jesus Christ. He said to his Father, anyway, I know that I have to do this. Because it ain't about me. It ain't about what I think. It ain't about how I feel. It's about your will. We got to get out of self. We got to mortify the flesh, kill it dead, and be able to say to God, this is not what I desire. It is about what you desire. It's about what your will is for my life. Help me to make the right decision. Hallelujah. In whatever area and whatever I'm planning to do, help me to make the right decision. Help me to put your will first. Let me, oh my God, get out of self. Let self get out of the way. Let us be like Jesus. Nevertheless, it ain't about me, God. It ain't about me, Father. It's about what your desire is. What is distracting us tonight? And he came unto the disciples and finding them sleeping or asleep and said unto Peter, why, Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Peter was like Jesus' right-hand man. If anybody expects to be there with him, it was Peter. This same Peter denied him 3 times. How many of you have somebody that you're close to? How many have a friend that you're close to? In the time of need, you could pick up the phone and say, I need you to pray with me. I need you to stand in the gap with me. I need to hear you, oh my God, tonight. Oh, glory to God. Do we have that kind of friend tonight? Don't let that friend distract his blessed name. Or we have friends that are distracting us. What type of buddies are we having tonight? Oh, God, this is the time to get out of self, get out of the way of God, get in the will of God, get in the plan of God, because he is moving at a fast rate of speed in this last hour. Verse 41 says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, If this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. He says, pray that you enter not into temptation. Spirit may be willing, but your flesh is weak. And so Jesus, his flesh was weak, but he had a strong spirit to put away distraction and to do what God has called him to do. How many of us are putting away distraction and doing what God has called us to do? Are you called to be an evangelist? Are you called to be a missionary? Are you called to be a teacher, a prophet, a prophetess? God tonight, an apostle, a bishop, glory be to God tonight. What is your call tonight? You called to be the ministries of help, hallelujah, God, hospitality. What is your call on tonight? What is distracting you from the call? What is distracting you from being that prayer band leader? Hallelujah, that is stopping you from prophesying what you hear God say. That vision and that dream God has given you to go and tell somebody, what is stopping you tonight? And the Bible says he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Three times in one night, Jesus prayed. How many times in the night do we get up to pray? How many times in the night do we seek the face of God? Do we make something drastic happen? Then we want to run to God and stay in his faith? Or do we take the time out? Even to the night watches, God is looking for prayer warriors, watchmen to be on the wall. If you're called to be on the walls at night, what is distracting you? Is sleep taking the place of your assignment on tonight? Then he cometh, verse 45 says, then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, and now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. What is the cup that Jesus is talking about tonight that he had to suffer? Do you know what the cup is tonight that he suffered? Do you know which cup you're suffering with tonight? The cup was the suffering that Jesus went through, and the cup he endured was a cup of agony, a cup of embarrassment, a cup of disgrace. This is what they did to him. They embarrassed him. They disgraced him. They humiliated him. This is what his cup was. This is the cup that he had to endure. They made him a sheep. They mocked and tormented him. The cup he carried, he was lied on. He was rejected. He was persecuted. This is the cup he carried. What cup are you carrying tonight? He had a thorns on his brow. He had nails in his flesh, being slapped repeatedly. This is the cup. He said, Father, I can't go to this. But if it's your will, I will go to the pain. I will go to the agony. I will go to rejection. I will go to persecution. I will go taking the thorns on my brow. I will go take the nails in my flesh. I will go being slapped and being pat on. I will go, my God, in the name of Jesus on tonight. They stripped him off his clothes. Bless his night. They beat him, my God. They beat him to a pulp, to the point that his ribs were showing. Oh, bless his name. He lost so much blood. He said, by my stripes you are healed. He knew that our healing depended on his beating. He knew that our bodies that are going to be afflicted depended on his stripes to be healed on tonight. Glory be to God. Beating to the point that he lost his blood, his ribs were exposed. You could have seen his ribs. When you see the crucifixion on television, they are not really showing you what really happened. They could never come close to the pain and the suffering Jesus and the torment he went through. But the cup that he endured, that his beard on his face was being pulled out. He was trampled on the ground as he fell beneath the load of a heavy tree, carrying the cross, carrying that piece of of wood up a hill. He was trampled on. They kicked him. This is the cup. He said, Father, I let this cup pass because it was so painful. He knew what he had to endure. He needed help to carry his cross. He was too weak from the torture, so it was difficult for him to climb up a mountain called Calvary. He didn't walk a smooth road. They saw you walking him walking down a straight road. The way Jesus went, it was up a hill. Can you imagine being torn to pieces? Could you imagine carrying a heavy load up a hill for you and me? Hallelujah. He refused to be distracted even from a child. He was about his father's business. What is God saying tonight? What are you willing to endure? Are you willing to go through agony? Are you willing to suffer for me? Glory be to God. What is distracting us tonight? He could not breathe. We see the story of George Floyd. He could not breathe. And the reason Jesus could not breathe, because they had him hung up. And as his neck was locked into his shoulder, and for him to breathe, he had to pull himself up on those nails with all the pain to catch a breath for us. Do we understand what he went through? He had to pull himself up on a nail to catch breath for you and I. He was not distracted. He was willing to go through for you and me. Glory to God. His flesh, glory to God, was torn so badly. Glory to God that, oh my God, if we only realize that Jesus refused to be distracted because souls was depending on him. You got to know tonight, we got to know that souls are depending on us. We got to know that we got to go through for a testimony, bless his name, to let somebody know that God is able to deliver, save, and set people free. They wasn't satisfied with him just hanging on the cross. They took a spear and drove it to the side, and out came blood and water. This is the cup that he was asking his father, I don't want to go through this. Take it from me. But he said, you know what? It's not about me. I have to obey the Father. And God help me tonight in the name of Jesus. And the thing about it all, in all of that he's been through, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, can we forgive tonight? Are we walking in forgiveness to somebody who tortured us? They cause us agonizing pain. Hallelujah. They're giving us headaches. But are we forgiven tonight? Hallelujah, tonight, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. And then you look at the word passion, because Jesus had a passion. The definition of passion is to have a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. It's a wish, a want, an inclination, an aspiration, an impulse, a yearning, a longing, a craving, a pining, a hunger, a thirst, a burning, an eagerness. And it also means crucifixion. It means pain. It means suffering and means agony. That's what the word passion means. And that's what Jesus had. He had a passion. He had a desire. What is the meaning of desire? Enthusiasm, determination, disposition. Are we determined tonight? Are we enthusiastic about the things of the kingdom? Are we enthusiastic and determined to win souls for the kingdom on tonight? God, on tonight, do we have that passion and desire and enthusiasm about the things of the kingdom for the will of God to be done? Jesus had a zeal. What is the meaning of zeal? A great energy or enthusiasm, zealousness, committedness, love, fervor, fire, fondness, devotion, enthusiasm, eagerness, appetite, taste, vigor, energy, zest, fervency, ardency, and indifference. Say they are waiting on God for a move or a breakthrough. How many of you saying, I'm sitting down waiting on God to move? I'm sitting here waiting on God for a breakthrough. But he is waiting on us to show him how much we love him. more of his glory, his anointing, his presence in our life. He has his hand stretched out saying, come up higher. He says, come up higher. He's calling us into a higher place of worship, a higher place of praise, a higher place of desperation for the things of the kingdom. He is waiting to bless us the way we should be blessed. But it cannot and will not happen until our minds become the mind of Christ, which is the mind of the Spirit. We want God to give us this, and we want God to give us that. And we're praying for breakthrough, and we're praying for blessing. But God is sitting now looking at saying, what are you doing for me? What are you doing for the kingdom? What are you doing? Hallelujah, Jesus. When we stand before him, the Bible says that we are going to give an account for everything that we do, every work that we do. Hallelujah. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. He said we are going to give an account, not for how much money we accomplish, not for how much houses that we build, not for the things we accomplish materially, but for souls. Glory be to God. The kingdom is about people. The kingdom is about, not about houses and land, riches and wealth, silver or gold or diamonds or pearl. It's about people. There is no kingdom without people. Hey, God, help me on tonight. And so God is looking for available vessels. Philippians chapter 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, until we can fully trust, until he can fully trust us, until our attitude toward the kingdom and the will of God shows that it's all about him. It's all about him and not about us. Some of us need an attitude adjustment when it comes to the kingdom and the will of God. We will always find ourselves stuck going around like the children of Israel in the wilderness. Until our minds become the mind of Christ, until we put on the mind of the Spirit, we cannot receive what God has for us because we're not going to use it the way he desires us to use it. Many people believe in God for a financial breakthrough. But when you get it, is your thought going to be, let me find somebody who has a need. Let me find a widow or fatherless child, an orphan. Let me find a poor or needy person. Give them their bill. Let me see if I can do something for them. Or is it going to be, I'm going to get house to me. I'm going to get me, my story no more. What is our attitude going to be if God beneath what we want? The children of Israel was supposed to be in the desert for 11 days. Before they get to the promised land, it took them 40 years. 40 years before they got to the promised land. Many did not see or even enter or even touch the promised land. You know why? Because of their attitude. They complained, they murmured, they were disobedient, they were rebellious against God and his leader. Anytime you find yourself in a wilderness, And you can't give God thanks, and you're not appreciating the position that God has you in, hallelujah, when he puts you in a position, he's putting you there to make you and to melt you and to mold you to be who he wants you to be. But many people in the body of Christ, we complain about this, we murmur about that, and we disobey leadership, we disobey the word of God, we are rebelling against the things of the kingdom, bless his name, we're not trusting God the way we should, and our attitude is in the body of Christ, our attitude is sink in the nostrils of God. And God is saying tonight there needs to be an attitude adjustment when it comes to the things of the kingdom, when it comes to the word of God, when it comes to the will of God. Your attitude determines your altitude. The way you see the things of God determines where God is going to take you. The more you praise God, the more he'll bless you. The more you're faithful, the more God will be faithful to you. Many people don't even go to church. They say, I don't need to go to church. But the devil is a liar because he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is. Glory to God on tonight. Some people using God like a down and then put it down, then they get blessed. Like a bank, a credit card or debit card. Pull it out and get some money and put it down and use it when you need it. What is distracting you tonight? What is causing us in the body of Christ worldwide not to be in the position where we should be? What is causing the process in your life to take longer than it should? Many of us have been going around the same things year after year, month after month, week after week. My God, oh God, help me on tonight. And God is trying to take you through a process that should not take 40 years. It should only be 11 days. It only should be a month. It may have been, should have been a week. But we did something along the way. And until we line up according to what God desires, we're going to go through the process over and over again. And then we say, God, all to Jesus, I surrender. All to thee I freely give. Until we get to that position where we totally surrender. Oh, Shemande. Yes, God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Until we totally surrender all to God, God will hold back the blessings. He will hold some things back because our mind ain't ready to receive it. Hallelujah. God, selfishness and self-centeredness and pride and arrogance upon many people in the body of Christ, from the pulpit to the pew to the door. And God is saying it's time to have an attitude adjustment. Hallelujah. It's time to stop being distracted. It's time to be about my business. Because when you work for me, I will work for you, said the Lord thy God on tonight. He's looking for willing workers. He's looking for available workers. Hallelujah, God. So many busy doing their own job, working all God night and day. Don't have time for Bible study. Don't have time for prayer meetings. Don't have time for Sunday worship. Don't have time for the house of God. And they say, God blessing me. Believe you me, the devil have a way of causing things to fall into your lap, to keep you away from the things of God, to keep you away from the presence of the Lord. Anytime we get too busy, hallelujah, for God, he will skip what he give you. If he bless you, he can take it back from you. We got to be mindful that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And God is saying on tonight, don't let nothing distract you. Don't let nothing take your attention from me. Because it's the Doshaban de Rekosa. Don't be distracted tonight to echo Shanda, people of God. God spoke to me, and this is what he said to me. He said, many in the body are very distracted, walking according to the flesh. And he said, until the flesh is mortified, the flesh that needs to be put to death, we will be going through the same thing over and over again. Ye then be risen with Christ. Seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection. Listen to what the word of God is saying in Colossians chapter 3, and I'm in verse 2. It says, set your whole glory tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight, God. Set your affection on the things above. Holy Ghost, move on tonight in the name of Jesus, not on the things on this earth. The problem is that too many of our affection are on the things of this earth, and God cannot use us the way he wants to use us because our flesh is distracting us. He says, set your affection on the things above, on the things of the kingdom. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. If you are dead, why are we giving so much attention to the things of the flesh? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. And these are the things he's saying to put to death. Modify it. He said in verse 5, fornication. Some of you are sleeping around and fornicating not only with people, but things. Adultery. Just slipping and dipping, diving and conniving and still raising up holy hands. Still say you is a prayer warrior. covetousness, which is idolatry. All of these things here that is in this verse 5 is idolatry. Idol before the Lord. Anything that takes the place of God in your life, it becomes an idol in the eyes and in the sight of God. Anything that you give more attention to, huh, God help me tonight, then you've given it to God, it becomes an idol in the eyes of God. He said in verse 6, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. That's why people today, you don't see the wrath of God in every nation. You don't see the wrath of God in every city, every state, because of disobedience. The judgment and the wrath of God is in the earth because of disobedience and rebellion against God, against his word. 7 said, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. Those of you who are saved on this line tonight, you used to walk like that. He said, you used to be like that. Are you still like that? Is that fleshly thing still distracting you tonight and not and keeping you from fulfilling your assignment on tonight? Is it keeping you from being about the Father's business on tonight? But now you put off all of these. He said, this is what he needed to put off. And when your flesh is dead, and when you modify the flesh, he says, put away anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. A lot of us in the body of Christ are still struggling with anger, with wrath, with malice. So I don't know about the blasphemy, but if you blaspheme against God, there is no forgiveness. Filthy communication out of your mouth. How many still got filthy communication, filthy talk, filthy language still in your mouth? Would you say, I'm a child of God? And some people don't even know that you are saved because of the languages and the company that we keep. Lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with the deeds. A lot of Christians in the body of Christ still like to lie. And God say lies will not tarry in his sight. He said, I hate a lying tongue. And you have many people in the body of Christ don't even think twice about lying. They're not afraid and not have no fear. They will look you in your eye and lie straight to you. But God got the record on tonight. He said, and have put on the new man, verse 10, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. So no matter who you are, which nation you're from, which language you speak, with the color of your name, hallelujah, tonight, God say all of you, oh, I'm talking to everyone, no matter what you look like on tonight, God, I'm talking to you. No matter which nation you're from, he said, I'm talking to you tonight. And there are many nations on tonight. God, I'm talking to you on tonight. This is dealing with nations. He said, everyone, glory be to God, and every, in the face of the earth, I'm talking to you tonight. I'm talking to you in the body of Christ tonight. Glory be to God, from every nation on tonight. He said, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. This is what God is telling us to do. He said, put these things on. He said, you are elect. When God has elected you and God has chosen you, now he's telling you what he wants you to do. He says, I'm telling you what my will for you to be done tonight. He says, put on bowels of mercy. Be merciful when you see people struggling and going through. Kindness. We have some mean, nasty Christians in the body of Christ. But he said, put on kindness. Humbleness. Some of us are not humble. So if you humble yourself in due season, I will exalt you to rule in the land. But a lot of us have trouble being humble. He said, humbleness of the mind. What God is saying, your mindset needs to be that of not haughty, not thinking that I'm above everybody else, not thinking that I don't need anybody, child. I don't need no friends. I don't keep friends and be bragging and boasting about it. We need each other. Jesus needed his disciples to be in the garden with him while he was praying. He said meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. Above everything that God mentioned here tonight, he said put on love. Because no matter what you do, if it's not love, then it does not mean anything to God. This is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be thankful. He said, let the word of God, or Christ, dwell in you richly in all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father by God, giving thanks to God by the Father. And so God is saying tonight that those who walk and operate according to the flesh can never please God. If tonight we in the body of Christ are operating according to the things of the flesh, we cannot and will never please God. And we find this in Romans chapter 8, 1 through 9. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. What are you after tonight? Are you after the things of the flesh that is distracting you? Or are you after the things of the Spirit that is bringing you deliverance where God is using you? Are you after the things of the Spirit where you're praying without ceasing, where you're thankful, where you're grateful? Which Spirit are we operating tonight under? It says for to be carnally minded, which is that natural mind, is operating in your natural mind, you're literally killing yourself. You literally are dead in the eyes of God. When you operated on self and that natural man, God looking at you and said, where are you? We said we are children of God, but a lot of us in the body of Christ are operating off that carnal mind, that natural mind. Some of us said, I don't let me put my Bible down and come for you. That's the natural mind speaking. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. What does God say? The carnal mind is hostile. Enmity means it's hostile. It's against God. It cannot stand God. Anytime you see somebody operating like that, then they have enmity. They have that hostility against God. Then they're operating in the carnal mind, which is your flesh. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That is verse 8. They that are in the flesh, if you're operating in the flesh according to this word, God said, you cannot please me. I don't care how much you talk about God. I don't care how much you shout, you pray, you sing. If we are operating in the flesh, hallelujah, tonight, God said, you are not pleasing to me. If your flesh is distracting you tonight, if material things are distracting you tonight, you are not pleasing God. And that's what my Bible tells me on tonight. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. What is God saying tonight? If the Spirit of God dwells in you, do you have the Holy Ghost? The Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost tonight. And he said, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you do not belong to Jesus Christ. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Do you want me to read it again? But ye are not in the flesh. All of you who belong to God, God is saying tonight, you should not be operating in this flesh, in the spirit. If so be, he said, if, the word if, so be that the Spirit of God dwells, if you have the Holy Ghost tonight. Do you have the Holy Ghost tonight? You cannot operate in the earth without the Holy Ghost if you are a child of God. And many people in the body of Christ do not have the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to make it in the kingdom. You need the Holy Ghost to survive. And God says, if you do not have the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit, you do not belong to him. And so many in the body of Christ are so distracted. They're not seeking God for the Holy Ghost because they're comfortable just coming to church. They're comfortable coming, sitting down, hearing a good message, getting a prophetic word, but still ain't really saved. Still ain't got the Holy Ghost. What good is that to us if we don't have him living on the inside of us? We can never get close to God the way he desires us to be until we die to the things of the flesh, people of God, or tells us to walk in the spirit. And we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And these are the scriptures that God give me because we are distracted. And to avoid being distracted, we need the Holy Ghost to live on the inside of us. We need the Holy Ghost to keep us focused on the things of God. We need the Holy Ghost to keep us focused on prayer, on fasting, on worship. We cannot pray and fast and worship. We cannot do anything with Oh, God. We cannot do it without his spirit. It's not effective without the Holy Ghost. So what is distracting you from not getting the Holy Ghost if you don't have it tonight? Galatians chapter 5, 16 to 4, 24 says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. What is God saying? Fighting against the Spirit of God, they are contrary. And what is God saying? You can do what you should do because your flesh is fighting against the Holy Ghost. Your flesh is fighting against the things of the Lord. Your flesh is fighting against the Word of God. Your flesh is fighting against prayer time. Your flesh will fight against your time for worship. Your flesh will fight against your time, my God, Jesus, oh God, for studying the Word of God. They are contrary. They don't never go together. So what is distracting us? Is the flesh our major distraction on tonight? Is the flesh keeping us from fulfilling our assignment on tonight? What is it tonight? Is the question God is asking. He said, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested. And he said, these are the works of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And we may think that this goes to the world, but many people in the body of Christ are operating under some of these spirits. We look at witchcraft as going to a person. Witchcraft is when you rebel. The Bible said the spirit of rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and disobedience is like the sin of witchcraft. We got to understand, glory to God, tonight when we rebel and disobey what God tells us to do, we're operating in a witchcraft spirit, and that is the truth. Whether we like to hear it or not, God is saying many in the body of Christ is operating in the spirit. Uncleanness. Adultery. Doing what we want to do. Adultery against God. Not only with people, but with things. Hatred. Hating up on each other. But then we worship them together. We can't even stand each other. Strife, wrath, sedition. We envy each other. Be jealous of each other. God raising up somebody and you get mad. We get jealous. But who she thinks she is, who they think they is, they just come. He said, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. You don't know the time that person spends with God. You don't know that they are in their prayer closet. They're not distracted. So God said, I got to raise you up. I got to mount you up on wings like eagles. They're going to get mad at you. They're going to hate up on you. But I am the one that is exalting you. He said, promotion comes from me. But we got to make ourselves available. We got to apply the word of God. We got to apply what God is saying for this to happen. Gentleness. Goodness, faith, and these are the things that should be evident in the life of the believer. What is distracting us from displaying the fruit of the Spirit? You can't win souls effectively if you're not applying the fruit of the Spirit. He said, by love and kindness, you will win them. Jesus was about his Father's business. He did so much work. Oh my God, he was so busy building the kingdom of God. He was so busy healing the sick and raising the dead. He was so busy, my God, preaching in the synagogues, going from city to city. He was busy building the kingdom of his Father. I'll be busy building the kingdom of God. He was not distracted. They tried to kill him over and over again. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was confronted. He was, oh God, by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but he did not lose focus. He continued to stay focused on his assignment. Are we focused on the assignment that God has given us, or did we lose focus on that assignment? But we're still looking for God to do some things. So many of us have been and are still going through the same thing over and over again. And God is saying tonight it's time to put away distraction. Get rid of it completely. Distractions that are taking our time away from God. Put it away. It may be a relationship. It may be jobs, for our phones, businesses, family, friends, careers, school, education, pleasures of life. Whatever it is, God wants us to prosper and be in health, in good health, even as our souls prosper. But if getting prosperity is taking up most of our time, energy and resources and our attention, then he becomes jealous. It becomes an idol in the sight of God. Thing we give our attention to more than him, it is taking its place in our lives. It is his time to take over in our lives. Anything that is taking God's place in his life, he has a problem with it. In our life, he has a problem with it. He said, put it away. Get rid of it. Put away. He said, there is no more excuses in this last hour. We are not practicing to go to heaven. We have to be ready right now. Put away, he said, procrastination, slothfulness, laziness. Jesus, put these things away. This is what God is telling me. Are we crying out to him the way we desire or the way he desires? Are we running after him the way we should? Do we fear and reverence him the way he deserves? Do we worship, praise, and give him the glory the way he deserves? Let us examine ourselves tonight and see if we are being fair in the way we are treating God. We get so used to our own agendas and lifestyles that we get very comfortable. People are no longer convicted in the way they treat God and the things of God. We become complacent slothful and careless. We're living in a modern age of technology, a popcorn and microwave generation. They want everything done quickly. No patience, no endurance, no long-suffering. Have it their way or it's no way at all. This last generation can be compared to a generation of vipers, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They know they had this know-it-all spirit. They had this self-righteous spirit. You couldn't tell them nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus had to always rebuke the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And so this is a generation that God called them a generation of vipers. We're dealing with some generation of vipers in this last hour, and God is saying it's time now to bring deliverance. It's time now for change to come in the body of Christ. It's time now for us to focus things of the kingdom more than the things, oh God, of the flesh. This generation is very deadly and dangerous. They have the spirit of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which John called a generation of vipers. If we look at this generation, they seem to be worse than the viper. John was so busy about the Father's business, he had no time for distraction. We know about John the Baptist. He was just busy preaching, crying out in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Saying, prepare the way of the Lord. Blessed be. He ran about telling them to prepare God's way, to prepare a way for Jesus. The message he preached drew people from every region. And my God, when John was out here doing his Father's business, people came from every region just to hear him. Who is coming to hear us preach? Whose lives are we changing? How much witnessing do we do for the year or for the month or for the week? Who is changing because of our lifestyle? John didn't live in a split level. He didn't even live in a shack. He lived out in the wilderness, eating honey and grasshopper. He didn't wear fancy clothes. He didn't eat steak and eggs or drink the finest drink. But he had an influence that was so powerful that all of Jerusalem and Judea and the regions round about Jordan went to see him after they heard of the message of repentance. They confessed their sins and were baptized. He rebuked the Pharisees and Sadducees, calling them generation of vipers. So whose lives are we changing today? People of God, I'm at the end of this. This is not the time to try to make up your mind. This is not the time to not be saved. You don't know what tomorrow holds, and that is my fear for so many people. They keep putting off salvation as if they breathe their own breath. You can drop dead tonight. You can drop dead any minute. You can't take for granted that I'm going to see tomorrow. The Bible said, go Shande. Tomorrow is not promised to none of us. We could be on the prayer line tonight, and there could be an announcement that same person died on last night. Are you ready? You could go to bed and not wake up. Get into an accident, and that's it. Leave home and never make it back home. Don't we see the signs of his coming everywhere? If you are not saved, you cannot continue to put off salvation thinking you have time. The breath we breathe do not belong to me or you. Jesus gave it and he can snatch it in a second. Do we think about if we should die tonight, where would we spend eternity? Do we, people of God tonight, what is distracting you tonight? What is holding you hostage? What has you bound on tonight? That's a question. Keeping you from surrendering all. What is keeping you from saying yes to God? What it is tonight. I'm going to share a vision with you, and then I'm done, that God showed me. And it was a vision concerning phone that I had. This was in the year 2020, and that is when I wrote this. In my vision, I found myself at a business place. And after sitting down for some time, I decided to take a break to go outside and look outside. And as I look around, the earth began to shake, and the earth began to dance, and the earth began to open up. And as the earth began to open up, I remember that my phone was left in this building. Rather than me finding a way to get a way of an escape, I ran back to get my phone. And when I turned back to get my phone, the building was completely gone, and everybody was gone, and I was left standing. And I had to find a way of escape. And by me finding a way of escape, I ended up in the back of someone's yard, and I was confronted with some pit bulls that was about to eat me alive, and God helped me to get away. And as I got away, and I went into another area, and I was blocked in by a wall, and I had to turn back. And as I turned back, I was confronted with even more serious pit bulls, and they were trying to eat me alive. But God began to speak to me in the dream. He said, I want you to hear my voice. He said, walk to them and don't be afraid. And so I built up the courage to walk to confront these pit bulls, at least 20 of them or more. And God instructed me, he said, grab the leader by the neck and hold the leader because I will control him. And so as I did what the Holy Ghost told me to do, and he led me out that were ready to attack me. And God said to me, I saved you. You could have died. He said, but what happened? I made a way of escape, and you look back like Lot twice for a phone that distracted you and almost cost you your life. And what is God saying? Many of us today, God said our phones are major distractions in our life, and you could be real tonight. Everything that we have is in our phones. Everything that we do is in our phone. My phone caused me so much distraction, and that's what God has said. Laptops, iPads, phones, whatever it is, device you have, I can guarantee you tonight, even when you pray, if you have your phone there, you might just stop to look in your phone. Saying tonight, we've got to put away anything that's going to cost you your life, your soul. You got to put away the thing that's going to cost you from getting close to God. You got to put away the things that's going to cause your mind to come off the things of the Lord. People of God, hear what God is saying to that. Put away distraction. Put away circumstances and situations that is keeping you from your full potential on tonight. I'm taking my time tonight because I want to hear you, because this is something that is in the heart of God and in the mind of God concerning the body of Christ. We are too distracted for God. Children is distracted. The children itself is distracted by phones and laptops and whatever we give them. We place more value on so much things more than the value of the kingdom. God is saying it's time to value me and my kingdom. It's time for my will to be done. People of God, tonight, I'm feeling this in my very bones. God is saying tonight it's time for my will to be done. Oh, God, help me tonight. It's time for my will to be done. It's time. My kingdom has come in the earth, and I'm looking for available vessels. I'm looking for willing hearts. I'm looking for willing workers. I'm looking for willing people. Are you available tonight? God is asking a question. You're preaching and you stop. God is saying, what is hindering you? If you used to do outreach and you stop, what is hindering you? Whatever you used to do, God is asking you tonight, what is hindering you? What is stopping us on tonight? tonight? Are we about our Father's business? Or are we about and more concerned about our own welfare and our own business? I hear the Holy Ghost say tonight, it's time to come up into another dimension. It's time to come up higher tonight. God is calling us into another level with Him. God is calling us into another dimension with Him, where we got to get rid of that thing that is distracting us and keeping us from our Father's business. Is it your house? Is it your car? Is it your job? Is it your children? Is it your marriage? Is it your family? Is it friends? Is it material? What is it tonight God is asking? On this prayer line tonight, we had the man of God went forth on last night, and people were, the prayer was going on and the message was going on, but God is saying tonight there's another level and another dimension He wants from us. And so tonight, whatever it is that is between you and God that is keeping you from where you should be, He's saying, get rid of it tonight and give me your all. Give me your undivided attention. Give me your everything, whatever it is. Give it to me and watch me bless you. Watch me change your situation. Watch me work things out in your favor. God, I thank you tonight. Fear and the reverence of God that you're looking for from us will return back to the body of Christ. People of God, when we don't fear and reverence God the way we should, it puts us in a corner where we are distracted. And that's the word God gave me. He said, my people don't sit and reverence me the way they should. And so that's why we are the way we are, because we don't see the importance of having that type of godly fear and reverence for God. And that's what He's looking for, a godly fear and a godly reverence from us. He's calling Zion into another level of worship. He's calling Zion into another level of prayer, another level of praise. He's calling Zion higher. Come up, Zion, come up. Come up. Come up, says the Lord tonight. Come up, says God tonight. I'm calling you higher in me, says God. I'm calling you to another place in me, says God. I'm calling you into another level of prayer. I'm calling you into my glory. I'm calling you into my presence. I long to spend time with you. I long to hear from you, says God. Put away the distraction. This is the time and the season for us to draw close to people. I feel this tonight. We can get a pretty word. We can get a prophetic word. The prophecies will cease. Heaven and earth is passing away. And only what we do for Jesus Christ is going to last. Thank you tonight for your word. I praise you tonight for your word. That as your word went forth, God, that your word would make a difference tonight. That your word draw us closer on tonight. That we would hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. That your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight, Lord, have your way tonight. Be glorified tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord for this word on tonight. My Lord, every area, literally every area, I believe, of any type of distraction was revealed. It was revealed tonight. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, because He loves us just this much. He loves us just this much to bring us to this word so that He can take us to the next level. And I don't know about you, but I thank God tonight. I don't know about you, but I found myself so many places in the word on tonight. But we can repent, amen. He brought this word that we don't have to stay where we are. We don't have to stay wherever we found ourselves in this word. The only thing we need to do is repent. Repent, glory to God. Hallelujah. And turn it around. And I tell you, I thank God for this word tonight because, woman of God, so much that you said, I did see myself. Distractions. Glory to God. But we thank God tonight for providing the way of escape for his people. And he sent such a word because he loves us. He sent such a word, people of God, to get us back on track. So we thank God tonight. Woman of God, if you would, on tonight, if you would open the floor for anyone that's not saved on tonight but would like to be saved, glory to God. And then after that, if there are any prayer requests, if you would, amen, take prayer requests from the people on tonight, you have the platform.
Amen on tonight. Bless God tonight for his word. And tonight, as you heard the word of God, God is looking for genuine repentance. You can say, oh, I love God and I go to church and I serve God, but if we have not really truly repented, like God said tonight, you talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost, but to get that, there has to be a repentant heart first. Tonight, many people are putting off salvation, not knowing when their day is in. They don't know when the time will come for them to breathe their last. We cannot take for granted that we're going to be here the next minute. Oh, Holy Ghost fire on tonight. Many come to the prayer line, and you may take for granted, oh, I'm going to be here tomorrow. He said tomorrow is not promised to you. We can leave from here tonight on a major heart attack or stroke. Anything is possible. But to die without God, it should be our concern. There's nothing wrong with dying. There's nothing wrong with leaving this earth. But to die without God, that's the seriousness of it. And so God is looking for people that will truly repent. Backsliders, come home tonight. God is saying tonight that I love you enough. As you heard me say, read all the things and talk about all the things that Jesus went through for me and you, all that he encountered, all that he suffered, it should be nothing for us to give up our way of living, give up our suffering. It should be nothing for us to say, God, oh, Holy Ghost, Father, I surrender all. I'm tired of living in sin. I'm tired of doing it my way. It is not working my way. I've tried doing it this way and that way, and all I get is trouble. All I get is confusion. It's not just good to hear, but it's to be a doer of the word. When we stand before God, we're going to be held accountable for every word that we hear. Every time we have the chance to repent, we're going to be held accountable when we stand before God. And tonight, there may be some of you. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're shy. But you know that you're not in right standing with God. You know if God was to blow the trumpet on tonight, if the trumpet of the Lord was sound tonight, you would miss it. You would miss the rapture. You would miss God. If God was to burst the eastern sky, you would miss God. And I'm going to share this with you. I did a lot of evangelism traveling many places. But I remember one time there was a young man. The Lord had me to stand in the street, and I was talking to him for almost half an hour. I was pleading with him. The Lord had me to plead. Please, I said, come go to church. Come change your life. He gave every excuse in the world. He said, if I go to church, it's going to be about a woman and this and that. I said, please. I said, I hear the Lord telling me to tell you change from go to church. For half an hour to the Lord, he refused to change. About a week or two later, he was dead. I saw the spirit of death coming to him. You know how he died? He got shot to death by the police robbing a liquor store. You know where he ended up? In the pit of hell. He died unrepentant. And I can see stories after stories in my time of evangelism and traveling where God would give me warnings to give to people and they would just brush it aside and I see the spirit of death take them out the face of the earth. God is saying many is putting off salvation because they think they have time. We don't have no more time, people of God. We don't have no more time. We can no longer afford to say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. We can no longer say, I'm going to do it next year or next week. He said, now is the acceptable time. Behold, right now is the day of salvation because tomorrow is not, you are not promised to live tomorrow. God do owe us nothing. And the fact that we feed his bread, it should be enough for us to say, God, because I'm breathing, I want to serve you. I want to thank you by giving you my life. Tonight is not hard. And it ain't say when you get saved, you ain't going to make a mistake. You might mess up. You might even think about backsliding. But God is able to keep you. But to take chances without God, you are playing Russian roulette with your life. The spirit of death is moving. The spirit of death and devastation and destruction is moving to every nation, to every whom the death angel is visiting. But you got to be covered with the blood. And if you're out there and not covered, then what can God do? How can he protect you? Tonight the line is open. For you that have been putting off your salvation, for you that are saying, I have to think about it, for you that cannot make up your mind, God is saying tonight, now is the acceptable time. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. How do you hear the voice of God? Through us, to people like us who are calling you. He said, come. Tonight, you have a chance to surrender. Tonight, you have a chance to make it right. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do. For tomorrow, what you can do tonight. The line is open. The line is
open. They can press star six. They can press star six if they want to come over and give your life to the Lord to answer the call. Just press star six. Press star six, people of God.
If you know where you're not where you should be, if you know that you're distracted, if you know that you're in a backslidden condition, if you know God is tugging at your heart door, but you're fighting against him, he is here tonight. Don't let the enemy distract you. The devil will distract you and put some stuff in your mind to keep you from saying yes to the Lord. God loved you enough to die. He loved you enough to sacrifice his life. He loved you enough to give up. What is it that you're not giving up tonight that is holding you back? What is it that you don't want to give up? That man, that woman, that job, that way of life, that lifestyle. You don't want to give it up for God? When we stand before God, even this prayer line, and the many altar calls that many have missed, you're going to stand and we're going to give an account on that day. Believe you me. Hell is real. The lake of fire is real. Isaiah chapter 5, I think it's verse 14, it says, hell is enlarging itself without measure. It's growing every day. And many are descending into hell. A lot of people you see dying, going straight to the lake of fire. We heard a story about the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was begging at his gate, and he treated Lazarus like trash. The Bible said the two of them died. He opened up his eyes. Immediately when you close your eyes, he opened up his eyes in a lake of fire. Your soul goes straight to hell or it goes back to God.
No one's on the line, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
No one's on the platform. So if you want to open up for any special prayer requests, you can.
Amen. If you have a request tonight, I'm here to stand in agreement with you. I know God hears and answers prayer. I've seen him move on my behalf. And he said, if we touch and agree, or we stand in agreement, it is done. Whether sickness is, whatever it is, financial breakthrough, whatever it is tonight, I believe that God is here.
Mm-hmm.
I know he is here.
Amen. No one's on the platform. Amen. No one's on the platform tonight. Amen.
Okay,
but we just...
minds are clear, and I believe that God has spoken, and I believe that they have heard the word. And it,
mm-hmm.
and everything is in there, is in their hands. And I believe that God has touched the hearts of people's minds tonight.
Yes.
So we give him the glory tonight.
Amen. 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 Glory
Amen.
To God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Again. Amen, Jesus, I'm telling you, the Lord has truly shined the light upon us tonight. Truly, truly shined the light. And I just thank God because so many times the spirit of distraction, that spirit of distraction is hidden in so many things that we do that we don't really realize. We're not really aware of how distracted we are. Just reminded even when Jesus and when his parents, they were walking and Jesus had turned to go back and they didn't even realize that he had turned, that they had left him. So I thank God again for this word because it really is so significant to our lives. I don't know about anybody else, but as the Lord was shining the light, amen, Jesus, all I could say was, Lord, help me. You know, Lord, I repent. Forgive me. And even as you said, woman of God, and I believe this, with most of us on the line, the biggest distraction is these cell phones.
Yes.
But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word. And I'm telling you, people of God, you would want to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight and listen at it again. Listen at it again. Just listen at it a couple of times. And please, by all means, get a copy tonight. And once you get your copy, send a copy to a couple of people because, people of God, even during this pandemic, woman of God, I look at how everyone was shut in. Not everybody was praying. Not everybody was touching God. Not everyone was taking this occasion to draw nigh unto him. But right there in the midst of the shut-in, right there in the midst of the pandemic, what was there? This cell phone.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yes, it was. It was. It was. You know, a lot of people used to be distracted by TV, but I think I would even say, preventive to say, that the cell phone has now taken the number one place of things that people watch and people are distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. I thank God for this word. People of God, we want to listen. You can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. And just, if you would, give us a couple of hours to get it up on Facebook, this message up on Facebook tonight. The enemy tried to step in some of our controls. We're not able to connect as usual. But people of God, as stated, we are not defeated. So give us a couple of hours. I know that there are several that listen by Facebook, several people that listen by by Facebook or by the different platforms. So if you give us a couple of hours, we'll definitely get this message up on Facebook so that you can send the copy, you can tag people, you can send it by messenger. However, by any means necessary, we'll have it there for you. But for those of you that would like to get a copy sent to your phone, we'll certainly send you the link. It doesn't take up any memory on your phone because it is plugged into our conference line, so you don't have to worry about it taking up space. But we'll certainly send you the link so that you can listen to it as often as you like, as often as you, or should I say, as often as you need to, until you can get work those distractions out. Amen. So please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. The first number that you can actually text to is 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. And the second number that you can text on tonight is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our international listeners, you may request the copy as well. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. So if you, anyone that usually listens to the broadcast, if they come and inquire about the message not being there, just ask them to give us an hour or two, and we'll have the message up on Facebook for them to listen to and or send it as often as they like. Those of you that are not on Facebook, don't forget you can simply go out and Google Prayer News Network. Go out and Google Prayer News Network, and you will be able to get the broadcast there as well. But we thank God for you tonight, Prophetess. We thank God for this word. Thank you for availing yourself to come to the Prayer News Network platform. We thank God for you. We could hear you so clear tonight, and we thank God for you on tonight, and we're looking to hear from you many, many, many more nights. People of God, we just want to put it out there as well that Prophetess will be back with us on Sunday. She'll be back with us on Sunday. So please, ma'am, please, sir, come on back to be with us Sunday to hear, glory to God, what more the Lord is saying to us, his people. Woman of God, we just want to say a word of prayer on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you again for availing yourself. We appreciate this word that the Lord has sent for us. And listen, people of God, the Lord reveals to redeem. Amen. He reveals. He shows us. He comes to show us. He comes to show light, to shed light upon those places in our lives, those places where the enemy may be hiding, those places where the enemy will have an occasion to hold us fast. But we thank God for the light of this word, this gospel tonight that has come. Amen. And just as sure as it has come, the Lord is ready to redeem us on tonight. So we thank God again for you, woman of God. May God bless you tonight. We just pray for tonight. Father, we thank you tonight yet again. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for this word that you've placed within her belly. We thank you tonight, oh God, for the rivers of living waters and how they flowed and how they flowed, glory to God, how they flowed unto us, your people. We're thanking you on tonight, thanking you for this word, glory to God, that has come to bring light, this word that has come to give us life, this word that is to set us free in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, this night. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless your servant tonight. We're asking that you would bless her abundantly, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh glory to God, that you will bless her going out, bless her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, for you see what she has need of. You see her heart's desire. And Father, we're asking you tonight to meet every need and every desire. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you. Thank you tonight, glory to God, for every hero. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for what you've done in this hour. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless your name on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you cause your face to shine upon her ever so brightly, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless her, glory to God. Bless everything and everyone that's attached to your servant tonight. For this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Now, Father, we cover her tonight. We cover her in your shed blood. And tonight we forbid any backlash of the enemy. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. We forbid retaliation on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, cover her. Cause the ring of fire to be around her. Glory to God, to cover her and shield her from the fiery darts of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise now in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, hallelujah, to cause your angels, oh God, to be about her in everything that she do, in every place that she will go. Father, we're thanking you for ordered steps tonight. We thank you. We bless you now. We bless you for your servant. We bless you for this word. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, we're asking that you would hide us behind you. Cover us, oh, God, in your shed blood. We do pray in that precious name, Jesus. Every heart tonight say amen. Glory be to God. People of God, listen, we just want to invite you back on tomorrow night. Come back to be with us. Come back and invite someone to come. Glory to God. Invite someone to come to this BNN. People of God, we're just trying to get this word out. We realize, glory to God, by the direction of the Lord, that there yet are many people that have not gone back into their several places of worship. Believe it or not, there are many people that have not gone back into their places of worship. And so the Lord has us yet standing on the wall. So tell someone, people of God, let them know that the PNN is here, glory to God, and the Lord is blessing on this broadcast. So tonight, woman of God, we're going to release the platform back to you for other remarks and for the blessing of the line and the dismissal. God bless you. God bless you. We love and appreciate you so much. You have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Evangelist, Minister Bradley. Love you so much. But tonight, I will conclude by saying, you know, like you were saying with the phone, like you also said with the pandemic, but I found myself during the beginning of the era of this pandemic. And if every one of us be real tonight, everybody was either on a laptop, or especially our phone, because everything we do, our businesses are in a phone, our accounts in our phone, everything that we do today is in our phones. And not only that, what the Lord was showing me too, even within his sanctuary, phones are a distraction in the sanctuary. When worship is going on, people more interested on their phone, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on their phone doing worship. Distractions in the house of God. From the pulpit to the pew, you find people in the pulpit on their iPads and whatever devices they take up there while service going on, some of them doing worship, sitting down up there on their devices. You understand? And it's a distraction. And even with carrying it to church for the young people, rather than teaching them how to worship and not praise God, they're on their phone. God spoke to me that phone is a major distraction in the life of the church in this last hour. The pandemic has put us in a position, phone became an idol and is a god to a lot of us. And some people would die without their phone. If they leave their phone home, they can go back. But if they leave their Bible home, they ain't turning back to get no Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the devices in this hour have become such a major distraction that we spend, this is what God said, a lot of people spend more time on the phone than they spend in the Word of God, than they spend in prayer. Because you could be on your phone for hours without even realizing it. But when it comes to the Word and prayer, we fall asleep and we get tired quickly. So it has become an idol. Whether people agree or not, it is the truth and hold to it and nothing but the truth. And God is saying that it is one of the major distractions in the body of Christ in this last hour. Because right now our Bibles are in our phone, so we don't take up the book itself anymore. We just open up the phone and start reading. But he said to study, you know, to show yourself. That's why the book is written. But tonight, given that word, tonight, it is for me and it's for everybody in the body of Christ. No one is exempt from this word tonight, because all of us suffer one type of distraction or another that is keeping us from prayer, from worship, from praise, and keeping us from the things of God the way he desires us, you know, to be a part of his kingdom. He desires his will to be done. And we'll find that the Satan will distract you. And so I thank God tonight for his word and what he has spoken and what I needed, because it goes to me before it comes to anybody else. He spoke to me concerning it, because I found myself caught up in it, and he began to speak to me and showed me the vision that my phone almost cost me my life. So tonight, we give God thanks for every one of you from every nation, wherever you are, whoever you are tonight. I just speak a blessing over your life tonight. I send strength over you tonight. I cover each and every home with the blood of Jesus on tonight. No backlash, no retaliation. In the name of Jesus, that God, that those of us who are delighting to do the will of the Lord, that God would give us the desires of our heart, because he is moving. God is truly moving in this hour like I've never seen him before. And testimonies are coming forth like never before. And God has not forgotten. Some people who think that God's forgotten, God said, I have not forgotten you. I've heard your prayers. I've come to rescue. I am here for you. Some people have been praying for a long time, but God said, I've heard you in this hour, and I have come to bless you. I'm coming to bless you. The windows of heaven are open for many people that have been walking in obedience. God said, I am blessing you. I'm going to blow your mind. I'm opening up doors and windows on your behalf in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you tonight as we leave this place, but not your presence, that you would go with us, go before us, God. Cover us with your shed blood. Release the angels from the portals of glory. Hallelujah, God, to continue through the night. We want to thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We want to thank you for every advisor, everyone that makes this work a success, that you would bless them, that you would strengthen them, that you would continue to cover every home, our children, grandchildren, the schools, the young ones, the little ones, the babies. Cover them, God, because the schools and the mass shootings, God, cover them in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Let no weapon formed against any one of us on this line prosper. And we'll be ever careful not to take the glory, but we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor tonight. And we seal this prayer. We seal every declaration tonight with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, people of God. Now, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. And don't forget to come on back, even so on Thursday night. Amen. To be with us, the woman of God. God bless you tonight. We do love you. May heaven again shine upon you. And this does conclude tonight's broadcast. Blessings to you.
Blessings. Love
you. Amen. Amen. Love you. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.